Welcome to the Conscient Conversations podcast. I'm Nigel Stevens, and in this podcast, I interview key people working in the data center, technology, and telecommunications industries. We discuss their stories and get their insights on the rapidly changing technology landscape. I'm here today in Conscient's office in London, and I'm joined by Tom Chubb, Chief Operating Officer at Polar Data Centres. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Nigel.
Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Before we start, would you be kind enough to give everyone a quick introduction of who you are and what your role is at Polar?
So I'm Tom Chubb. I'm the COO of Polar. My remit is fairly broad and responsibilities perhaps a little non-traditional for a COO. My main job is to look after all elements of technical delivery and service operations. So traditional teams such as health and safety, compliance, ESG, design and construction and operations. So that's the day job. And then the non-traditional areas, in true startup style, I'm wearing many hats and also supporting delivery of HR, marketing and IT.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I'd like to also go into a bit about your career. Where did you start and have you always been in data centers?
I have. It's pretty much all I know. So I'm man and boy data centers. I started out as a data center technician working for Yahoo.com 22 years ago. I suppose since that moment, I've consciously moved around the sector, picking up skills and experience, working in operational roles, working in the construction industry, working as a consultant, working on designs, working across large, medium, and small businesses to give me that broad range of experience.
That's great. And how has the industry changed in that time that you've been doing that?
I was at the GTC event in San Jose last month, and two things struck me there. The first was actually the core principles of data center design, build, and operations haven't fundamentally changed in the last 22 years. And actually, nor was the kit that customers deploy. Back in the day, I was racking DL380s 22 years ago at Yahoo. I remember it. And when I was at the GTC event, I was talking to HPE, and they're still selling them. They're still selling DL380s. They look and feel slightly different now. But, the core principles of power delivery, the resilience in design, the phasing, how you build a data center, the robust operational practices, the customer focus, it's still largely the same, in my opinion, right? Of course, what has changed is the density. So the demand for data center remains strong. The requirement for AI-ready data center is no longer a nice to have. It's actually a must, and it's driving our industry. And that power density is really the key thing. That's the step change, I suppose. It's the real difference. What we've seen over the last, 3 to 5 years is a 10x difference in the power densities that we expect at rack level. And I think it's all about the evolution of the end user hardware. The likes of NVIDIA and the chipsets that they're now sort of delivering to the market, it's forcing data center operators to think about the design, build and operate of their data centers in a different way.
Oh, that's great. No, thank you, Tom. And what about Polar? Because Polar's a new company, you're emerging onto the scene. What about Polar's goals and aspirations?
Sure, yeah. So Polar's a new data center operator. We're building AI-ready data centers across Europe. So what does that mean? It means we're designing and building data centers that can accommodate this new technology I just spoke about. So NVIDIA's latest and greatest hardware. We're ready for the 600 kilowatt racks. We're even ready for this mystical 1 megawatt rack, right? We've got great financial backing, and our vision is to help customers build the future of AI.
Amazing, amazing. And actually, it's a beautiful segue into you're now Chief Operating Officer with a company that's really forging ahead at the forefront. What challenges have you found on your journey as you've come to this point?
Yes, it's a really exciting time, actually. And I think there's two elements to your question, a personal one and a professional one. So, you know, personally, I think it's about making sure I was ready for the role, ready for developing Polar as a new business. The career overview I gave earlier and consciously moving around the sector hasn't all been plain sailing, right? Throwing myself into different environments to learn and broaden my skills. I've picked up some knocks along the way, right? And when I reflect back on that now, that's all obviously helpful, you know, building. Whilst those were difficult moments, it's ultimately made me stronger, and I feel ultimately positioned me ready now for this role at this time. I think the professional element of it, that's the personal bit. The professional bit is about making sure I surround myself with the right people. Complementary skill sets and attributes has been the goal for me there, you know, based on that personal journey. I feel very fortunate to be developing the business with my good friend Andy Hayes. He's our CEO. We go back 20 years. We know each other. We know our strengths and weaknesses, and that is a great place to be, actually. You know, and it's not just Andy. There's, you know, other hand-selected industry veterans that me and Andy have brought into the business who are really making the difference, actually, and driving the business forward.
That's amazing. Thanks. And actually, that comes through in the company approach to data centers. It seems very fresh to me. Is that something you've tried to create from the beginning?
I think we're in a very fortunate position. We've inherited no legacy portfolio, which means we've got the ability to respond to the market quickly with fit-for-purpose AI-ready data centers. So we're creating a pure play, customer-led business. We're listening, we're building partnerships, and we're developing a portfolio that directly responds to customer requirements now, right? So I think that's our USP, that's one of our key differentiators. And I said we've got great backing at board level, we've got great financial support. You know, this is our baseline. You know, the second part of the question is back to the team. We've got great people who are really making a difference.
Polar has a clear mission in AI, it seems, and so what's different about the customers you're trying to attract?
Yeah, indeed. So as you say, we're building data centers for HPC and AI workloads. So that's our business plan, that's our strategy. We're responding to the market now. But we're segment agnostic. We're working actually across the whole market. We're working closely with enterprise businesses, and that's small, medium, and large deployments. We're working with hyperscalers and the newly formed GPU as a service businesses. And lastly, we're partnering with the key or the main OEMs and leveraging leads through the channel market.
Thank you. It's clear to me that sustainability is very high on everybody's agenda. How's that affecting the data center industry, do you think?
It's no longer a nice to have. You can't play lip service to ESG or sustainability anymore. So it's at the forefront of our plans. It's at the forefront of our strategy. It's underpinning the work we're doing in development and setting up the operations functions. We're finalizing our plans. So we're a startup. We're establishing our business. ESG is integral to that. We're finalizing our plans now. We set ourselves a target of, you know, the end of Q2 to do that. And once that's done, we'll be transparently publishing those plans to our customers. We want that to be integral to our go-to-market strategy, and we want to be really open with our customers about what our targets are and how we're implementing those plans.
Oh, that's great, thank you. And actually, that builds quite nicely. And what are your future predictions for this industry?
For the short to medium term, I think we as an industry will be trying to keep pace with end user technology. The developments, the evolution, the R&D that's coming out of the NVIDIAs and OEMs. We're trying to keep up with Jensen, basically. We need as an industry, we need to answer this exam question of, you know, how to call 150, 300, 600 kilowatt racks, right? So these are the challenges in front of us right now. I think first mover advantage on answering those questions is key. I think this is where Polar is, you know, really well positioned. As I said, we don't have that legacy estate. We've got the financial support. We're developing. We're building now, and we're providing relevant solutions to respond to that customer demand.
Yeah, that's great. That's right. And perhaps a bit back to you, Tom. What's the biggest lesson that you've learned on your journey working in data centers?
When I first started out, I think the data center industry was very stable. Actually, it was predictable, and now it's the opposite. It's very dynamic, constantly evolving. So, when I reflect back on that, and I look ahead, you know, what the future holds, it's what I've learned is the ability to listen better. Because if you don't listen, you don't learn, and then you'll get left behind. So stay humble, surround yourself with great people. Are lessons I've taken on board and, you know, stand me in good stead so far.
Oh, brilliant. And on that basis, what's your proudest achievement as you've worked through the industry?
I'm laser focused really on what we're doing now, and I'm so proud of what we're doing right now. You know, there's many achievements I've had that have got me to this point. But it's, to be honest, about being present in the here and now. We are making meaningful progress day to day, week to week on our business plan, you know, providing those solutions to customers, building AI ready data centers. And that's what gets me out of bed. That's what makes me proud, you know, building a team and driving the business forward.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, and the best of luck to you and to the rest of the team at Polar.
Thanks, Nigel. Thanks for having me.